is speaking at a dinner ceremony attended by government officials and business owners over the weekend. Professor Benedict Orama, president of the African Export and Import, or AfriExim Bank, headquartered in Cairo, noted that South Sudan is a new country with a lot of potential, but its government has a role to play in order to attract foreign investment.
Two indispensable preconditions for the return of international investments and inclusive economic development here in South Sudan. Sociopolitical stability is essential if the country is to attract private capital and investments required to build, transform, and diversify South Sudan's economy.
Orama also called on the government of South Sudan to build a conducive environment that promotes private sector growth, which he says could be the engine for economic transformation in the country. Yoa Soso, representative of the South Sudan Chamber of Commerce, says the country's business industry and private sector face enormous challenges, and infrastructure is the biggest one.
Infrastructure has been the backbone of our problems in this country. I import things, I explore, I go to India, I go to China, I go to Malaysia, go everywhere I want to bring cargo to South Sudan. Do you know what is the most expensive thing? Transport. Transport at a time can cost even more than the price of the goods itself. As a country, we need to invest on corridors. We are a landlord country. We don't have ports. Currently, we have the only one road, which is called Numoli Road, which is a paved road, but now it's also dying.
Soso says building several roads that will connect South Sudan to neighboring countries such as Ethiopia and Kenya could ease the high cost of transportation of goods. He says without such connectivity, nothing will be achieved. Orama revealed that the government of South Sudan has introduced a multi-billion dollar infrastructure development proposal.
Today, we began discussions on how AfriExim Bank can support the government's ambitions towards a $3 billion infrastructure development. We like ambitious programs, and we commend the government for not being timid. If you are timid, you remain underdeveloped. You have to set your goals high, and I can assure you that we will work with the government using all our resources and capabilities to make sure that these aspirations are realized.
The Nigerian-born AfriExim Bank president encouraged South Sudanese business owners and private institutions not to shy away from seeking financial support from the African Export and Import Bank.
If you know that you are trustworthy, if you know that you are reliable, if you know that you can formulate a good business, if you know that if we work with you and trust you, that you will not betray our trust, because trust is like life. You lose it once. Please don't be worried, even if you think your ideas are outlandish. We have a saying in the bank that if it is possible, it will be done.
South Sudan became a member of the AfriExim Bank a little over 3 years ago. Orama says the bank has financed projects totaling up to $1 billion that include the expansion of Juba International Airport and an oil refinery project. In the past, South Sudan has borrowed an amount totaling $88 million from the AfriExim Bank on a pandemic trade impact mitigation scheme. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.